Governor Jay Inslee has been traveling around the state to unveil portions of his budget proposal. Yesterday, he stopped in Medina, where workers are completing the Eastside Transit Project atop the 520 floating bridge. That's the location he chose to present his transportation plan. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna was there and has this report.
On the governor's wish list are safety projects like fixing bridges deemed structurally deficient and projects that will relieve congestion, like the choke point on I-5 at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Altogether, the governor's transportation package will cost more than $12 billion over 12 years. And how to pay for all that? There are existing tolls, fees, and bonds dedicated for transportation. In addition, Inslee is proposing to charge the state's major polluters.
So rather than raising a gas tax on anyone and everyone, our worst polluters will step up and pay instead. Big transportation polluters, which includes the oil and gas industry, will pay a charge for every ton of pollution they put into the skies of the state of Washington.
Inslee says the carbon pollution charge would raise more than $4 billion over 12 years. He didn't elaborate on how those charges would be applied and which industries would be affected. Inslee says he'll provide more details Wednesday when he releases his climate change plan. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.